Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, January 28th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's episode of SmackDown broadcast live on Fox from the Sames Auto Arena in Laredo, Texas. The main event of the Royal Rumble Go Home episode was a no contest between Kevin Owens and Solo Sikoa of the Bloodline. Owens had the match won, but interference from Sami Zayn to save Sikoa caused the match to degenerate into an extended brawl outside the ring that was won by Owens before he walked out on the match.
Kevin Owens pops up powerbomb onto the table!
KO's got that look in his eye, Cole!
And he's staring down at Sami Zayn! Former best friend who may have cost Owens this match tonight against Sikoa.
They're gonna use this on you.
This look.
And now unloading on Solo, driving him into the WWE fans.
Zayn was the only other member of the Bloodline present, with Roman Reigns reportedly in New York as a guest on The Tonight Show, and the Usos having been ordered out of the building by Adam Pearce. In an earlier promo segment, Brock Lesnar made a surprise appearance to declare his entry into tonight's Royal Rumble match right after hitting an F5 on Bobby Lashley.
Brock Lesnar interrupted my United States Championship match on Raw 30. I'm going to terrorize every one of these guys in the Royal Rumble until I get what I deserve around here.
Wait a minute! Bobby, you better turn around! It's the Beast! Brock Lesnar! Lesnar with an F5 to Lashley!
See you tomorrow, brother.
Wait! That means Brock Lesnar's gonna be in the Rumble match?
I don't care if it's 1 versus 1 or 1 versus 29. If that one is Brock Lesnar, I'm changing my pick, Cole!
Both semifinal matches in the SmackDown Tag Team Number 1 Contenders Tournament were held, with Imperium beating Legado del Fantasma and Braun Strowman and Ricochet defeating Hit Row. Strowman and Ricochet were last-minute replacements for Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, who were jumped on the entrance ramp by the Viking Raiders and chased them to the back. Strowman and Ricochet are scheduled to face Imperium on next week's SmackDown in the finals of the tournament, with the winner getting a shot at the Usos' SmackDown Tag Team title. In other results, Rey Mysterio beat Karrion Kross, and in her first singles match in over 4 months, Lacey Evans bested Jasmine Allure in just under 2 minutes with the Cobra Clutch finisher. As of 2 hours before showtime, WrestleTix reported that 7,191 tickets for the show had been distributed, with 111 still remaining empty. Later in the evening, AEW presented a taped edition of Rampage with the matches recorded Wednesday night at the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. In the main event, AEW Women's Champion Jamie Hayter defeated Emi Sakura in a non-title match.
Up again. Oh, Hayter, oh, lariat! She plowed into Emi Sakura! And now, the arm is hooked, a ripcord to Hayter, that's gotta do it! 2, 3!
Wow, man, great match.
There is your winner, the AEW Women's World Champion, Jamie Hayter.
Excellent match, ladies. Yep.
In the opening match, Adam Page pinned Wheeler Yuta of the Blackpool Combat Club, and in a six-man tag team match, Jay Lethal, Jeff Jarrett, and Satnam Singh beat the Best Friends and Danhausen when Singh pinned Danhausen. Also on the show, Eddie Kingston cut a backstage promo in which he seemed to hint at possibly joining the House of Black faction and abandoning his former ally Ortiz.
So what you guys wanted, right? Let my demons push me, keep it going. I can't get away from it, ever! So I quit. I quit. I'm done trying. House of Black, you're right. You're right. The real Eddie Kingston has to come out now. And too bad, Ortiz, you had to be the fatal shot. If you don't like it, do something. But House of Black, I understand your way. You just have to accept me. I understand you. I feel you. I'm ready to go home.
In other AEW news, Kenny Omega is reportedly being prevented from returning to the United States due to work visa issues, although AEW is attempting to bring him back in time for Wednesday's Dynamite taping in Dayton, Ohio, according to the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The Canadian Omega last wrestled in the final match of the Elite versus the Death Triangle Best of 7 series on the January 11th edition of Dynamite from Los Angeles, but has not been back at AEW TV since and was reportedly forced to miss the Jay Briscoe tribute show due to the visa issues. In some legal news, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
All Elite Wrestling and Austin Mattelson, who wrestles as Luchasaurus, are the defendants in a lawsuit filed last month and first reported on yesterday by WrestleNomics. Composite Effects, LLC, the company which designed and manufactured Mattelson's Luchasaurus mask, has filed suit charging that AEW and Mattelson are using their copyrighted mask design for merchandising purposes without their permission. Wrote the plaintiff in the suit, dated December 20th, quote, Mattelson was entitled to use the mask in events as a wrestler, but neither he nor anyone acting on his behalf was entitled to create merchandise that incorporated the mask design, end quote. Luchasaurus t-shirts and action figures are among the items featuring the mask design that were specifically mentioned in the suit. Composite Effects claims that they requested Mattelson and AEW stop merchandising the design without their permission, and also allege that Mattelson contacted another designer, one George Frangidakis, to request a new mask design that closely resembled the original Composite Effects mask. Composite Effects is seeking monetary compensation for merchandising profits, as well as legal fees and other damages. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In injury news, the reason for Wardlow's month-long absence from the ring is an injury, according to the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, although the nature of the injury is not known. Wardlow's last match to date was on the December 28th edition of Dynamite, on which he lost the TNT Championship to Samoa Joe. The injury was known of at the time, as the angle shot that night between Wardlow and Joe was reportedly a way to temporarily write Wardlow off television. With some health-related news, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
Doudrop revealed on Thursday, in an interview with Denise Salcedo, what has kept her away from the ring in recent months.
So I've had some time off to deal with a little bit of health scare that I had, but luckily that's all it was. It was just a scare.
But you're okay now? Everything's good?
Everything was always great, and sadly I got COVID real bad, and the symptoms that I was having, work was concerned about my heart, and so they, God bless them, they took the best care of me. They got every test for my heart that they could muster, and every single one of them came back clean as a whistle. And much to some people's annoyance, my heart is in excellent condition.
Doudrop last wrestled on the September 6th episode of NXT and reportedly left the show with a bloody nose. She also hinted in the interview with Salcedo some possible involvement in tonight's Women's Royal Rumble. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
And we close today with an update on the condition of former WWF World Champion Superstar Billy Graham. Graham, real name Wayne Coleman, is being moved out of the hospital and into a skilled nursing facility for physical therapy, according to a Facebook post earlier this week from his wife Valerie, with Dave Meltzer adding in the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter that Coleman's liver is once again functioning independently. Coleman, age 79, continues to battle the infections that first put him in the hospital earlier this month, beginning with an ear infection that spread into his skull. According to his wife's update, Coleman may need to continue intravenous antibiotics for as long as 6 months. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.